Go, what's good? I'm back. Yours truly, the one and only Paul Pickett, host of the Paul Pickett Podcast, aka Triple P, aka the Common Sense Podcast, your source for music, sports, politics, world events, and much, much more. Today I'm going to react to a video with the Hodges twins, and they're talking about Jimmy Kimmel going on a rant about Elon Musk's pronoun tweets. But before we do that, let's give you a word from one of the sponsors.
Are you a musician looking for music marketing and promotion? Then look no further than Promo Palace LLC, your one-stop shop for all music promotion services. Services include Spotify playlist pitching, YouTube video promotion, record pool promotion, blog placements, radio airplay promotion, SoundCloud promotion, and much more. With over 2,000 customers and over 10 years of experience in online promotion, Promo Palace LLC is a company you can trust. For more info, please go to promopalace.biz. See you there.
That's right. You heard the beautiful lady. If you need online marketing promotions for your music, product, brand, or service, please check us out, promopalace.biz. Okay, let's get into it.
Yeah, got a new show for y'all. Got a damn good show.
Got a damn good show. Male.
Jimmy Kimmel.
Beta male.
Yeah, he's a beta male. He's not alpha. He's beta. Beta male. He pees sitting down on the toilet. Right? Nah, he's a beta
male. He's so much of a beta male in his own house. He's got those butt gaskets. We call those?
What the hell is that?
Those white paper you go in the public bathrooms, you put on the toilet?
Yeah.
He got butt gaskets in his own house, butt gaskets, and he sits down and pees.
Yeah, he thinks when he's having missionary sex with a woman, he's on the bottom.
and
Jimmy got both his legs.
Jimmy like this.
Yeah, let me chime in. Real men only pee when sitting on the toilet when they're taking this shit. Let's keep it moving. These dudes.
Jimmy Kimmel is a beta male.
Beta male.
What's this?
Peterson.
Jesse
Peterson.
Beta.
But anyway, so Elon Musk has been on a damn. He's been on a damn quest on Twitter.
He's been on a quest. Tarot.
He's been on a mission.
Yeah.
To bring back freedom of speech in this country.
And why do people hate him so much?
Just because he believes in freedom of speech.
That's the only reason.
Why do you hate him? All he wants to do is to be able to make an equal playing field between left and right so we can both debate each other.
Yeah.
What else has he done to make you want to hate that man so
Nothing.
Much?
Yeah,
and he's not actually a Republican. He's labeled himself as a moderate.
Yeah, it's he's just a true moderate.
Yeah, but the left has gone so far left, he's like a white supremacist now to y'all.
He's like far right now.
Because y'all went so far left. I mean, y'all so far left, y'all actually about to fall off the damn table. He's just right here in the center.
He's been always in the center.
Yeah. But anyway, so
Jimmy Kimmel went on a rant.
Yeah.
Majority of it was fallacious and hominid attacks. Didn't make any sense. He's conflating issues.
Yeah.
Because he's a comedian. It doesn't seem like he's saying jokes. It's just attacking. It's not funny. Sounds like jokes, you're using a laugh track.
Jimmy Kimmel has never been
jokes
funny
to his idiot followers.
Yeah, but it's not in the true sense of being a comedian and writing a joke. I mean, it's a setup and there's a punch. There's no setup. There's no punch. Everything just lies. It's just unfounded, unwarranted attacks.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And you know the left, they're like seals at his show. Whatever he says, anything about somebody on the right. What?
You do that better than me. Do it again, man.
I ain't doing it again.
Do it again.
I ain't doing shit.
Do it one more time, man.
Like, whenever you look at The View and all these damn liberal shows where they just bash conservatives and the right.
It's not funny. It's just attacking.
They just laugh at everything whenever the comedian is bashing the right. It's like not even funny. It's like sad, really. But I'm going to show you the video.
Do it again, man, before you show them the video, man. Do it again, man.
It's funny to hate. It's funny to hate. That's what it is.
Hey, check out the video.
Elon Musk seems to be intent on filling the troll hole vacated by Donald Trump, because yesterday he wrote, my pronouns are prosecute and Fauci, which on top of being small-minded, lowest common denominator garbage and spreading false and dangerous conspiracy theories against a doctor who works for our good is also just a terrible joke. It's like a joke generated by AI. It doesn't make any sense. The structure's wrong, doesn't rhyme with anything relevant. No, there are too many syllables. It's exactly the kind of joke you'd expect from a guy who named his son after the bottom row of an eye chart. But for some reason, some people, this weekend, a young guy came up to me, a very nice guy. He said, you got no love for Elon, bro? And I was like, I said, no, I don't. But it's not just Elon specifically. I have a problem with any richest man in the world who comes to this country to casually slander a doctor who devoted his entire life to protecting our children from HIV and COVID and Zika and swine flu and Ebola disease while you're off playing grab ass with Trump and firing rockets into space to prove your penis works. It's just a general.
So does he even hang around or like even talk? I mean, the things you're saying about him, I can say the very same things about you. You're a multimillionaire. You're a rich person sharing your own opinions, but you want to attack him for doing the exact same thing you're doing.
Yeah, so you said his joke's not funny. I mean,
your joke's not funny. Like, okay, the pronoun issue in this country, I think it's hilarious. I think it's batshit crazy.
Yeah. It is.
For him to come up with that joke, I thought it was funny. It was clever. I mean, even people in your audience start laughing, but there was they felt uncomfortable. They didn't want to laugh. You could hear it.
Yeah, but anyway,
without the laugh track, of course.
Yeah, but I think it was funny. But didn't you say it was his joke was based on conspiracy theories?
He's more. I wouldn't say that because where he sits, he has privy to way more information than you do.
Yeah, and then you go on. What did he say at the end? What did he say at the end, man?
Said something about naming his kid the last bottom row of a damn.
No, that's a stupid joke. Not that one. After that,
he said he's spreading conspiracy theories about him.
Well, I know that. I just said I said that. I remember what he said. He tried to
undermine
all his accomplishments that that he's done. He shoots rockets up into space and he's trying to undermine them like that's a simple task or whatever.
I know, right?
This man is very successful, very clever. Has made
like we all just shoot rockets up into space
better because of all the things he's came up and invented. He's trying to create so what we can visit other planets and live on other planets. I mean, it's crazy shit. Live out in outer space.
You know what? Let me pop the brakes real quick before Haas Twin. Fetish. You would think Elon Musk would be Jesus Christ to these far left liberals with their climate change activism. You would think he'd be Jesus fucking Christ to them. And it goes to show you, they apparently want us to just shut up and listen to them and believe what they want to believe and not have any free thought or any free views or any free speech. It's just what they say goes. Whatever they believe goes. These people are dictators. That's all they are. Let's keep it moving.
Are you trying to undermine him while you sit here and bash him with your horrible jokes in front of your your brain dead
audience?
None
of it was funny.
Hey, but you said he's sharing conspiracy theories. There's a theory in a lot of Republicans, people, senators, other representatives, Congress, thinks that whole pandemic was the main reason why that occurred is because we're funding that type of research spilled out.
They said it, not me.
China.
They said it, not me.
The very man you're praising, he might turn out to be the man who caused everybody's suffering.
We don't know. Like, you never truly know.
Yeah.
Like, and plus, you're not privy to the information that Elon Musk has over at Twitter regarding his complicity in this whole thing.
Right.
Dr. Fauci. Let me bring up a tweet. Like, here's the tweet. Like, that's what he tweeted. My pronouns are prosecute Fauci, right? And then let me guess. You found messages between Twitter execs and our government, Fauci and team, pushing for censorship of anyone that didn't go along with their narrative on COVID. And look, we want a fucking trophy. Richest man in the world, we want some trophies.
Not a participation trophy either.
African America gave me a damn trophy.
Right there on Twitter.
Everybody saw it too, man.
I won. That man has inside information on what happened during the whole COVID pandemic.
They said it, not me.
But here you are defending him.
Yeah, your whole speech was fallacious. You conflated issues. You misrepresented what he's actually doing for Twitter.
Yeah, you misrepresenting what he stands for and what he says.
I mean, it's just you don't care about other people's opinions. Your only opinions you care about is your own, and your opinions are not privy to the same information that he's privy to.
It wasn't even really till Elon fully, Elon said he's going to start buying Twitter, it didn't look like it was going to go through. So the left was happy, they were celebrating. But once he fully bought it, they instantly decided, oh, he's John Dillinger. He's public enemy number one. He's public enemy number one. Because he's going to allow people to get back on the platform and have free speech, the very First Amendment. When you start going out, and that's the thing, when you start going after the top two amendments, the rights to bear arms and freedom of speech, and we shouldn't even have to have freedom of press, because that should be freedom of speech. The fact, they could go ahead and get rid of freedom of press. It should just be part of freedom of speech. Amendments like that should already been included in free. You shouldn't have to have, but they only did freedom of press basically so the press could go anywhere they want and film whatever they want. They could go on the police, like on the scene when police try to tape off murder scenes or whatever, the press before they wouldn't allow press on the scene at all, on the premises at all. They wouldn't allow press people in at all. But freedom of press should be part of freedom of speech. So you could just get rid of freedom of press. And there's some amendments you probably could get rid of. But when you go after the very two, the foundations, nah, man, I gotta question everything about you. Like, what's your initiative? What's your objective? What's your agenda? You sound like a complete dictator. Once again, I want to thank you for tuning in. Paul Pickett Podcast.